Welcome to First Formation, spiritual exercise for Christian soldiers looking to get up and pray. Join Pew Pew HQ every weekday morning to hear the good news through grunts and with grunts in the unity of the Holy Spirit as one church forever and ever. Fall in. Hey, listeners. This is Brother Logan Isaac, broadcasting from Albany, Oregon. Just have an update or an explanation and an apology for being off the air for a little while. Those of you who know or have been listening for some time, First Formation began as a pet project for myself to kind of get familiar with the Bible and do something that I just kind of wanted to do. I did that for almost four years, just doing the dailies because those are kind of like the throwaways compared to the Sundays. Then I put First Formation on hold, took some time to think and realized like it was actually really good for me to kind of jump into the Bible as a practice instead of just kind of, you know, deciding what I wanted to read. And it gave me a lot of confidence that then went into my third book, God is a Grunt and More Good News for GIs. And that confidence really stuck with me, and I began doing the Sundays now. I haven't for the last month or so because I'm an introvert, and there's just been a lot going on in our household, and I don't have the habits and practices in place to make sure that I do the Sundays and also have energy to do, you know, host family and keep up with two young children during spring break. And my co-host, Tim Tribble, he's human too and got overwhelmed. And how we usually do it is try and record a bunch at a time, and then I just kind of automate their release. And so it was easy to kind of let ourselves slide and give ourselves some slack as we were kind of, you know, getting underwater in terms of our personal energy. I'm going to be back to continue the Sundays. Tim, I think, is going to continue the dailies when he can. But I wanted to be really upfront that one of the reasons that I began doing this was personal. It's for me. It wasn't really for my audience. I don't have a huge audience. That doesn't bother me. That's not why I do it. And I picked up the Sundays and encouraged Tim to consider doing the weekday, the dailies on his own, because I wanted to share with him and really anybody who wants to co-host what it means to dive into scripture and trust your own experience as a service member or veteran or military dependent. And so I'm really still doing this for me. The Sundays I haven't tackled, but I am now. And that's because I really have found a really deep interest in the Bible. And I've discovered that I interpret it in ways that a lot of more influential exegetes, you know, people who interpret the Bible for us, in a way that a lot of people don't because of my experience. And I've heard podcast hosts and Bible scholars that I really look up to say that they won't deal with, you know, the violence in Joshua and Judges, or they won't deal with some of the political implications. And so I'm going to keep doing First Formation, not just for myself and, you know, kind of gaining some confidence for myself, but also I'm transcribing all of the posts that we've been putting up. And if I really am committed, I'll transcribe all the 3 years that I did it, you know, before I took a hiatus. And that's all going up at Pew Pew HQ eventually under its own blog, where you can search, you know, by book and chapter, or you can search, you know, whatever's in the reflection, and hopefully it'll work, and you can think, or you can look at specific days or specific seasons or specific texts and find out what I've had to say about it or what Tim has had to say about it, and if what any co-host has to say about it that wants to jump in on the dailies. So I haven't put that online yet, but it is a big part of why I'm continuing to do this. Not necessarily because I'm, you know, looking to get a big audience, but because I want to do this as a practice and a tradition for myself and create that opportunity for others to engage with the Bible, specifically through the lens of military service. So that's kind of a long explanation or excuse but hopefully it shed some light on what's kind of been going on in our lives, and a reminder that you can still count on us to put them up. Just a request for grace and patience when we aren't consistent, because I know I've read all the podcasting, you know, guides and everything, and you got to do stuff consistently, and I absolutely get that. But I'm also a human, and I, you know, I do as best I can, and I am letting down my audience. Although, as I said at the top, you're not why I do this, but I do want you to get something from it. And so, if you are interested in becoming a co-host, listen to the kind of show notes at the end, or the post-production thingy. I don't know what to call it. But anyway, I'm going to sit down and record some right now for the Sundays. I've been in touch with Tim, and he should be picking up the dailies again when he can, but I appreciate you listening. And I hope if there's something good that comes out of this, that you let me know. And they all be that way. I will be sure to do more of it. But anyway, thank you for listening. I'm not doing it for you, but I do appreciate you. Thank you for falling in to First Formation, where Pew Pew HQ shares morning prayers for the humble, hardy folk caught in the crosshairs of God and country. If you like what you've heard, you can participate in one of the three following ways. First, you can support the podcast by clicking the link in the show notes. Or, if you serve military families, subscribe to First Forward, a paid subscription feed providing commentary on Sunday lectionary texts a week in advance. Use it for sermon prep or just because you support the troops. Second, you can become a co-host by recording a lectionary reading for a future episode. Instruction will be provided, and you don't have to be a grunt to collaborate with PewPewHQ in this or any way. Finally, you can also record and send prayer requests of a minute or less. Prayers can be included in an episode, read anonymously if you wish, or kept private for me to pray for off of air. So there you have it. Three ways to participate in First Formation. I hope you'll continue to listen, even if I haven't convinced you to fall in. This has been Brother Logan Isaac, always faithful, always family. Semper Familia.